I'm Sean Drone, and this is Under the Helmet. I'm from a small town called Tarboro, North Carolina. Went to Tarboro High. It was the only high school in Tarboro. Graduated and went to UNC, University of North Carolina. Go Heels. Didn't get drafted, unfortunately, but I got picked up with the Redskins. I worked hard there, and things just didn't work out. I worked out for a couple months before the Chiefs called me. That was just God's timing, man. It was perfect timing. Then when they called me, I got that call from Ray Farmer. Came here, worked out, and they signed me to the practice squad. I formed a good relationship with the coaches, and I think they had a little faith in me just going into camp from OTAs. You know, I was working hard. I was with Coach Carthon last year. He worked with me a lot. You know, I came a long way. When I first got here, I think he was just testing me to see, like, how far I would go, what kind of guy was I, what kind of heart did I have. But he tested me a lot. I passed the test, hopefully. He's definitely a great coach. He's been in Super Bowls. He knows what it takes to win. I think he's seen the potential in me. He stuck with me. He's a very honest coach. He's going to tell you what's on his mind. Might as well throw your feelings out the door when you get in his meeting room. But he's definitely a great guy. I appreciate the opportunity that he's been giving me. I might not be the best. I might not be the quickest or fastest, but I'm definitely going to be the hardest working guy out there. Jamal, man, Jamal's just he's a humble guy. I mean, when I came to this team, it's just a whole team. Like, there's no big ego guy on this team, and I found that to be a very comforting thing. But he was always a supportive guy. And Hillis, he came in, you know, the big guy on the video game, and, you know, you get to meet this guy or whatever. And he's also a good country, humble guy. We have a great time in that room, man. Just the way Coach Carthon is, the way he is, and it's just a little tight-knit family in there.
44-yard gross, 37-yard. That's blocked! Kansas City blocks the punt! It's in the end zone! The Buccaneers trying to pick it up, and now they throw the ball. It's intercepted! Intercepted by Edgar Jones!
Special teams is that phase of the game that goes unnoticed. That's not the highlight of, you know, the reels when you see it on ESPN, unless it's a real big play. But, you know, that's something that we work hard at. Coach Tomlin, man, he works hard at it, man. Like Edgar and Sala, those two guys that are always high-energy guys. And I think the guys just feed off of them. When you're not the starter, your role is special teams. So, you know, you got to take pride in that. And I think we do as a team. And I think Edgar and Sala and Studebaker and Corey, those guys, all the core guys, they've been here, they play those special teams. So, you know, everybody was the star on college. But you come in, you get humbled, and you got to play that role on special teams. You just got to go out and try to make plays. Every week for us, like, we go out and we got this thing where we say we're going out to hunt. You either going to hunt or you're going to be a survivor, and we out there hunting every play. So that's our mentality. And this past game, I was like, man, I got to make a play. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were down. You know, it was one of those times where you're going through your head, like, someone's got to make a play. So it just so happened to be me that time. And went out there and blocked the punt and forced the guy to throw it to Edgar. Edgar just made a good play. That's the importance of special teams. It can happen just like that.